All right, Alexander, we have some really bad news. It's a grim day for Christianity, a grim day for Orthodoxy. Let me just read you the title straight away, coming from RT. And the title says, Turkish President Erdogan signs decree turning Istanbul's Hagia Sophia into a mosque after court ruling. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has signed a decree opening the world famous Hagia Sophia as a mosque after a court ruled that its conversion to a museum in the 1930s was unlawful. The court ruled on Friday that the 1934 decree converting the ancient Byzantine cathedral into a museum was not lawful. Immediately after the ruling, Erdogan shared a copy of a decree on Twitter mandating that the site be turned over to the country's religious directorate and reopened for worship. Dating back to the 6th century, the Hagia Sophia is one of the most visited cultural sites in Turkey, as well as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. UNESCO has expressed concern over Erdogan's vision for the historic structure, noting in a statement on Friday that the building has a strong symbolic and universal value. It called on Turkey to engage in dialogue before taking any steps that might impact its universal value. Alexander, I don't know what to say. Look, before I let you get into it, I don't even know if I'll speak that much after what you have to say. The Hagia Sophia, obviously, it is, for Christians, one of the most important structures in the world. For Christians, for Orthodox Christians, it is the most important structure in the world. It is our Vatican. It is our Vatican City. It is where our religion really took form. Now, for me, I think that Erdogan played a very cunning game, and he saw the weakness of Greece. He saw the fact that the Orthodox Church divided itself. Erdogan did not divide them.
No.
The Orthodox Church willingly divided itself. Patriarch Bartholomew, who is in Istanbul, Constantinople, played a hand in the Hagia Sophia's own demise, a prominent hand in it, by going against the Russian Orthodox Church and playing into the deep state, CIA, call it whatever you will, Jeffrey Pyatt, playing into their hands, and recognizing the breakaway church in Ukraine, pissing off the Russian Orthodox Church. Greece did the same. So Greece really fucked up. Tsipras really effed up because he went after the Russians. He went after the Russian Orthodox Church. He went after Russian diplomats. Tsipras, the great atheist, the great radical leftist, was the ultimate globalist and the ultimate sellout. He is personally responsible for the Hagia Sophia's demise, and I hope to God that Mitsotakis, the current Prime Minister of Greece, does something. I doubt he will, but at the end of the day, this falls now into Russia's hands and into Putin's hands if he could save the Hagia Sophia from being turned into a mosque and remaining in its current state as an UNESCO World Heritage building. I personally blame Bartholomew. I personally blame Tsipras. And once again, Greece's foreign policy failed us. It failed the Orthodox faith and the Orthodox religion. It brings me great sadness to say such a thing. Erdogan played a cunning game and he pounced on the fact that Orthodoxy was divided. How can you stop the conversion of this most important building if you cannot stand together? And that is exactly what the deep state, the globalists, the elitists, the Jeffrey Pyatts, who's the ambassador, some background, he's the ambassador. The American ambassador in Greece. He was the American ambassador in Ukraine. He tore Ukraine apart, and he successfully tore the Orthodox Church apart with the help of the former Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, and with the help of Bartholomew, Patriarch Bartholomew, in Constantinople, in Istanbul. They are personally to blame for this. And now we look to Russia once again in order to save a tragic, tragic day. And please, my final thought is please, Mitsotakis, don't go on TV and start talking about EU and European values, and the EU has made this statement and that statement. You're going to look like an effing fool if you do that. If you, for God's sakes, think that the EU, a bunch of satanic-worshipping bureaucrats are going to come to the aid of one of the most important structures in the Christian faith, Alexander.
Well, they're not. And can I just say, just to quickly, briefly recapitulate what Alex said, Hagia Sophia, the cathedral in Constantinople and Istanbul, which has just been converted into a mosque, is, of course, the most important church in Orthodoxy. It is also particularly important for Greeks. So, I mean, for Orthodox people, it is like saying St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Imagine St. Peter's Basilica in Rome being converted into a mosque, how Catholics would feel about that. That's the situation that Orthodox people feel. But for Greeks, it's also part of our national history. It's because we have a connection to the Byzantine Empire, which is a Greek empire, Greek language empire, and now that's all been suddenly taken away. The other thing is, of course, Erdogan and the Turkish authorities are saying that they will try and protect the mosque, as it will now be, Hagia Sophia, that they will try to ensure that access is still allowed to people from around the world of different faiths and different places, and that the Christian iconography with which this building is filled, mosaics and all kinds of ornaments and decorations and extraordinary works of art, that will be protected. But it is inconsistent to have those there if it becomes a mosque. When it was previously a mosque under the Ottoman Empire, all of those mosaics, all those artworks were covered, they were plastered over with the current atmosphere that exists within Islam. I am far from convinced that they will be there for very long in any form, whether under plaster or at all. I can easily see them being destroyed. I can easily see access eventually being denied. And yes, that is exactly where we are, because as you rightly say, the Orthodox world has been divided over this completely unnecessary decision imposed upon us by Western geopolitical interests, which resulted in this catastrophic decision by the Patriarch of Constantinople to recognize a schismatic breakaway group in Ukraine as the official Orthodox Church of Ukraine. And the decision of the Greek government, led by Mr. Tsipras, who you correctly say is an atheist, to support that decision of the Patriarch and to put pressure on the Greek Orthodox Church to support it. The Russian Orthodox Church was furious, and the Russian government is now furious. You're absolutely right. The United States is not going to do anything to oppose this decision. The European Union isn't going to do anything to oppose this decision. They have no interest in what happens to Orthodox places of worship. There is a very powerful anti-Christian mood at the moment in the United States and in the European Union. We see the war on culture, on cultural symbols that is being waged in the United States with the statue toppling, the criticism of organized religion, all of those things. Expecting any support from those people, it's not going to come. Russia had always been the country since the end of communism, which has stood up for Orthodoxy around the world, including in Greece, including in Turkey. And of course, the Russians have leverage over Erdogan. They've got pipelines going to Turkey. They provided economic assistance. They're Turkey's biggest trading partner. And of course, they also supplied Turkey with air defense missiles. The Russians have leverage. Will they use it? To be absolutely frank, I think they are still so angry over the decision of the Constantinople Patriarch about the Ukrainians that they won't do it. I mean, the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, has said that this is an internal affair for Turkey. And I think that is what the Russian position is going to remain as. Greece, needlessly, recklessly, antagonize the Russians by supporting this foolish decision of the Patriarch, and as a result, Orthodoxy and Greek Orthodoxy specifically has suffered a body blow. Now, what Greece needs to do, it needs to understand that ultimately we cannot afford to make Russia an enemy. We can't afford to be a join this constant campaign that the Western countries have with Russia. Obviously, we are part of the European Union. We're part of NATO. I'm not saying we break with the United States, but we need to keep open always a good relationship with Russia, expelling Russian diplomats on foolish grounds, joining with the Western powers in games that they're playing in the Balkans, in Montenegro, in North Macedonia is foolish. Expelling Russian diplomats is foolish. And backing schismatics in Ukraine is beyond foolish. It's this kind of policy needs to stop. Whether we will learn this lesson, I don't know. But the consequences are there to see.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say it again. Erdogan saw the weakness.
Absolutely.
He saw the weakness in the Greek government. He saw the weakness in Greek foreign policy and geopolitical strategy. He saw the weakness in how the Greek Orthodox Church conducted itself.
Absolutely.
And he took advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely. He did exactly that. And of course, with a person like Erdogan, who is, let's be quite clear about this, I mean, all you have to do is to read his speeches to see what kind of views he has. You should not take those kind of risks. You should not gamble in that way. You should not offend your most important support ally in this kind of scenario by needlessly when you're dealing with a person like him. I mean, and you're quite right. He is both dangerous and he's cunning. He bides his time. He saw weakness. He saw division in Orthodoxy and he pounced. And now he's got what he wanted. And as I said, I predict that within a very few weeks, despite, you know, whatever lingering hopes one has about Putin, I predict that Hagia Sophia will become a mosque. I predict that before very long, Christians will be excluded from it. And I also have to say, and there is ample precedent in this from Islamic history, those Christian artworks in the church are now in great danger, despite whatever assurances the Turkish authorities may be giving. After all, let us remember that the Prophet himself came to Mecca and cleansed the Kaaba of its idols. That is what Islamic religion says about Islamic places of worship. How can you have Christian symbols on display in an Islamic mosque? It simply is not possible. It can't be done. Talking as UNESCO is doing about, you know, a building of universal importance simply does not work in relation to Islam. That's not a critique of Islam. Islam has its own places of worship, but now it's achieved, if you like, the capture of the single most important one in the Orthodox world, and it is the Greek government and the Greek Orthodox Church and the Patriarch of Constantinople who have achieved it for them.
Yeah. They did it to themselves. They did it to all of us.
They did it to themselves. They did it to all of us. And this is a sad day for Orthodox Christians everywhere.
Yeah, it's a sad day for Christians, a sad day for Orthodox Christians. Mm. And once again, I don't know what to say. Once again, Greece failed us.
Absolutely, as it regularly does. I mean, you know, just to bring up some family history here, some of our viewers may know that my aunt was a government minister in Greece in the 1980s. She was always very, very concerned about the way Greece ran its foreign policy and had particular feelings about the way Greek foreign policy in the 1960s and 1970s led to the partition of Cyprus. So she often spoke about this to me, so I know. And now we have seen another example of that same foolish Greek foreign policy resulting in another calamity for Greece.
Yeah, Alexander, look, everyone go to the Durant shop, pick up some mugs, help us out. We're not going to promote anything. I want to ask you one question because it's such a sad story. I want to ask you one question. If you had to give advice to the Mitsotakis government right now, what would you tell them to do? How should they handle this situation if you had to give them some advice? Very quick to close out the video. What would you
Very difficult, too, because, of course, all the damage has been done, though it was mainly done, as you correctly say, by Mr. Tsipras. But at some point, Mr. Mitsotakis needs to go to Moscow.
He's the prime minister now.
He is the prime minister. He needs to go to Moscow, and he needs to start repairing relations. And he needs to have words with the Orthodox people, the Orthodox Church, make it very clear to them that there's not going to be the same kind of interference, and that the Orthodox Church in Greece needs to start repairing its relations with the Russian Orthodox Church, both in Russia and, by the way, in Ukraine. They've got to start distancing themselves from this disastrous decision to support the schismatic community that the previous Ukrainian government has set up in Ukraine. And it also means quietly telling the United States that Mr. Payet is no longer welcome in Athens.
Get Payet out of Athens. He's not welcome here anymore.
Exactly. Exactly.
Bartholomew?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Bartholomew, I think he's also got to face the consequences of what he has done. And I think he should go. I think it's as simple as that. I think after this disaster, which is the biggest disaster Orthodoxy has suffered since the 1917 revolution in Russia, I mean, he needs to go. He needs to understand and accept his own responsibility for this decision and go and understand that if he stays, it is the Patriarchate itself in Istanbul which begins to come under threat. Because if Erdogan is going to convert Hagia Sophia back into a mosque, then it's perhaps only a matter of time before he starts to say to himself, why is there a Greek Orthodox patriarch in Istanbul at all? Doesn't that give the Orthodox, exactly, why does it give the Orthodox and the Greeks, you know, a handle on Turkey? Why not do away with this anachronism, as he will see it, so that he can establish Istanbul as a purely Turkish Islamic city?
Yeah. All right. So go to Moscow, engage with the Russians once again, repair ties with the Russian Orthodox Church and the Russian government. Tell Trump Payet needs to go. Why does Trump even have Payet? Payet is an Obama.
Well, exactly.
Neocon, well, nutcase holdover.
Well, exactly. I mean, they can just tell the Americans that he's not welcome in Greece. I mean, he's done huge amount of damage. He's wrecked our relations with Russians. This is not, as I said, to compromise our membership of NATO, but to say, you know, we've got interests also which are, you know, transcend those of NATO. You know, this was a completely gratuitous move. Greece gained nothing from recognizing the schismatic church in Ukraine. It's done us immeasurable harm. And if Payet is responsible, which he was, then it's time for him to go.
Such a dangerous diplomat.
He's a very dangerous diplomat. And Bartholomew, I think, as I said, needs to consider his position very, very fast. He can't really go back on what he's done. Another patriarch should take over and should also set about urgently repairing relations with the Orthodox Church in Russia and reestablishing a good relationship with them, dropping this, as I said, community that he has now recognized, and trying to bolster up the defenses for the Patriarchate itself.
Yeah. God, I knew when Payet was transferred to Athens.
I'd be troubled.
What he did to Ukraine. He destroyed Ukraine. I knew he was going to do some serious damage to the Greek people. And there you have it.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll leave it there, guys.
We'll leave it there.
Show real quick.
I do. And in fact, may I say, it is the mug. It's well, we got a whole set of new mugs, but this is the mug of Greece with the Greek flag, a very sad flag on this day.
All right, guys. Take care.